The governor's race is getting most of the attention, but there's another contest for statewide office in Oregon this year. On May 15, voters will elect the state's next labor commissioner. In recent years, that position has generated headlines and occasional criticism. And as Dirk Vanderhart reports, this year's labor commissioner race could be more interesting than you think.
Okay, so the Bureau of Labor and Industries isn't exactly a thrilling name. But the commissioner who oversees this state agency has a big job. BOLI, as it's known, makes sure Oregon employees are being paid fairly. It helps workers recover lost wages and trains thousands of apprentices who fuel the state's construction boom. It also handles civil rights issues. And if you ever think about BOLI, chances are you associate it with one well-known recent case. It's the same case a Washington County retiree asked candidates about at a forum in early April.
If you were confronted with a similar issue today, how would you handle a Sweet Cakes by Melissa case?
Yes, Sweet Cakes by Melissa. That's the Gresham Bakery that in 2013 refused to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. The couple complained to BOLI, and when the dust had settled, the owners of the bakery were facing a steep bill. Brad Avakian, Oregon's current labor commissioner, ordered them to pay $135,000 in damages. It's probably the most famous decision Avakian's made while in office, but it's not the largest. He's issued some $25 million in damages, including record-high settlements of more than $2 million. Now, Avakian's not running again, and some voters want to know if the candidates hoping to fill the seat will follow in his footsteps. Here's another question from that Washington County forum.
Brad Avakian has been pretty active in a lot of areas as labor commissioner, more than the previous two people before him. So I'm just curious if you got elected, if you'll continue like a Brad Avakian.
There are two main candidates who need to think about that question. First up is Val Hoyle. Hoyle's a former House Majority Leader. She stepped down in 2015 to launch an unsuccessful bid for Oregon Secretary of State. She also recently tried to win an appointment to a state Senate seat without success. Now she's running for labor commissioner. Hoyle says that's the job she really wanted all along.
The BOLI position wasn't open when I looked at what I wanted to do. Had it been, this is the job that I've always felt fit my profile and my passion the best.
Hoyle filed to run last September, and for months looked like a shoo-in to take the seat. So much so that the Oregonian reported in November she had the race, quote, all but locked up. It wasn't hard to see why. Hoyle had connections, experience in state government, and probably most important of all, strong support from Oregon labor unions. They've bankrolled much of her campaign to date, and while the labor commissioner position is nonpartisan, Hoyle makes no bones about having a soft spot for workers.
I'll just be perfectly clear. I'm a Democrat. I'm a labor Democrat. And so all things being equal, I'm going to see things through the lens of somebody that wants to protect workers and protect people's civil rights.
But Hoyle's path to office got more complicated in late February. That's when Lou Ogden, the longtime mayor of Tualatin, joined the race. Like Hoyle, Ogden was first looking at another job. He'd been running for Washington County chair. Then supporters urged him to try something different.
Some folks came to me and said, you know, that's a great message. It's a great thing. Lou, you need to step up and do that at the state level.
At first, he wasn't convinced.
And so what's that? Well, labor commissioner. I don't want to be a labor commissioner. What's that? So then they said, well, here's the role.
That was 2 months ago. In the time since, Ogden's begun campaigning as a friend of industry. He says people think BOLI has been too hard on businesses. He wants to reset the scales.
It seems like, and listen to the stories I've heard, it's guilty till proven innocent. And if someone filed a complaint, you must have done something wrong. And we're going to figure out what you did wrong.
That message has some fans. Ogden's attracted big donations from Oregon manufacturers and timber companies. There's a third candidate for the BOLI job, a Union County commissioner named Jack Howard. Howard didn't respond to requests for interviews and hasn't reported raising any money. The two people who are answering questions are showing signs of tension. The race in recent weeks has been rife with claims flying in either direction. Hoyle says she's been the target of misleading robocalls. Ogden complains he's been smeared on Facebook. Also, the Democratic Party of Oregon has filed an election complaint against Ogden. In other words, it's a suddenly, decidedly partisan race for a position that's supposed to rise above such things. In Portland, I'm Dirk Vanderhart.